Happy to see such a full house this morning. Glad that you all chose to come and worship God with us this morning. Most of us has examined the scriptures many times and looked into the Word of God to see what it would do for us. There are certain ways that me and you must use God's Word in order for it to be a part of our life. It doesn't automatically promise us faith and hope and love and all those things. This morning, I want to examine some scriptures that teach us how God wants us to use His Word and respond to it. We're going to start with Hebrews 5 and 11, which says, "About this we have much to say, which is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing." What does it mean, dull of hearing? The Bible makes it very clear that the way to become dull of hearing in regards to God's Word is to hear it without doing what you hear. Reading His Word and not doing what He asks us to do. I thought of an example that most of us as parents will probably be able to identify with this. Sometimes when we're talking to our children, and it's like talking to a brick wall, or like they don't even hear us. We can tell them what to do, and they may say, okay, but then not do what the parents have told them to do. We could say, this is an example of dull of hearing. There's nothing wrong with those children's ears. They heard what you said. They just didn't pay attention. They just didn't really care what you said. It didn't make a connection. It doesn't produce results when that happens. The main part of my lesson, or the thoughts I want to take my lesson from this morning, is Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Verse 20 and 21 here tells us how to find these things to implement God's Word in our life. There are really four things in this passage that God tells us to do in regards to His words. He tells us to be attentive to His Word. He tells us to incline our ear to His Word. He tells us not to let it escape from our sight, and to keep His Word in our heart. There's something significant for us to learn from each of these particular responses that God calls us to make. God tells us to be attentive to my words. In other words, He wants us to pay close attention to His Word. One way to keep from becoming dull of hearing God's Word is to be sure that we give it our undivided and concentrated attention when we're reading it or studying it. We must learn to focus on God's Word. I'd like to read Proverbs 8, 32 through 36. "Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is that man that heareth me, watcheth daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. To receive the full benefit of God's word, we must make a decision to shut everything else out. We can't read God's word with our mind on something else and expect to receive what God has promised. We must learn to shut out other distractions and not allow Satan to take our mind off of what we're reading. We should read the Bible with an attitude that God has something for me in this passage, and I'm going to search diligently until I find it. I know we've all read scriptures and wondered, what is that scripture trying to tell me to do? What does God want me to get out of that scripture? When we give God's word our undivided attention, He has promised that we will find the help that we are looking for. Proverbs 8:17 said, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Back to the main scripture that we're using for our lesson this morning, Proverbs 4:20-21, God tells us here are four ways He wants us to treat His word. We've thought about the importance here of giving God's word our undivided attention. The second thing God tells us to do here is to incline our ear. This means we need to read God's word with a humble and a teachable attitude. Need to ask God to help us understand the scriptures. The third thing God tells us to do with His word is to not let it depart from our eyes. The quality that is required to do this is single-mindedness. We need to ask God to teach us how to be single-minded. Like to read James 1:5-8. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God has promised to give us wisdom. And that's one of the things that I've prayed for continually since I come into the church. I feel like in my younger years, I failed to study and apply myself like I should have. So I feel like here God promises in the Bible to give us wisdom if we ask for it. And I feel like that's one of the things we need to continually ask for, God to give us that understanding. This wisdom comes through God's Word. He makes us aware of what He wants through His Word. Here in James it says, a double-minded man is like the heaving sea roughed by the wind. A man of that kind must not expect the Lord to give him anything. He's double-minded and he never can be steady and keep his course. A double-minded man, when we think about it, or person, wavers back and forth. They don't really know which direction they want to take. They can't make up their mind. But he that has faith in God knows that he, what direction he wants to go, and he's able to work for God. But this individual that is double-minded, he has one eye on the Lord and one eye on something else. His attention and his loyalties are divided. How do we combat these tendencies in ourselves? Proverbs tells us here, let them, the words of God, not escape from our sight. In other words, we should fix our eyes on God's word, and we should keep them there. God has promised to give us wisdom when we ask Him. But in order to receive God's wisdom, we must be committed to doing what He tells us. If our will is set on doing God's will, then God's words will be valuable to us. You will understand it, but if you aren't planning to do what God tells you, you won't receive the understanding that you claim to be looking for. Undivided loyalty in doing God's word is what is called for. I'd like to read Romans 8. And I'd like to read 5-8. Romans 8:5-8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. God wants us to set our minds on the things of the Spirit, to determine in our hearts that we will be obedient to Him and His Word. We need to make this sort of a commitment before we will receive understanding and the ability to interpret God's word and know what He wants us to do through His word. Like I say, the scriptures does not promise us automatic blessings and things. We have instructions on how that we can obtain them. As it said in James 1:7-8, the doubter is like the heaving sea, rough by the wind, and a man of that kind must not expect the Lord to give him anything. He is double-minded and never can keep a steady course. I think talking about people here who truly want to worship God, but they keep sliding back into the worldly ways that they've lived in before. We need to ask God to give us and teach us the importance of meditating on His Word. We've looked at three things here that God teaches us in Proverbs 4:20-21 about using His Word. God calls us to give our concentrated attention to His Word. The fourth thing God tells us to do in this passage is to keep God's Word within our heart. What God is speaking about is the importance of meditating on His Word. Psalms 1:1-3 reads, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." The benefits this person receives is that in all that he does, he prospers. This is similar to what God promised Joshua. God told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success." Joshua 1:8. Again, the way we keep God's word in our heart is to meditate on it regularly. It's not enough to simply hear God's word occasionally or briefly on a Sunday morning, or to pick up a quick promise on the way to work, spend a couple minutes thinking about it. We need to learn to consider it, and we need to learn to think about it and contemplate what it means throughout the day. When I was a young man, we spent some younger years on the farm. And like any young person would, we loved farm animals, and we would watch those animals closely when we was around them to see how they reacted and what they did. And the thing that comes to mind here is when we would look at the cow, that cow would chew and chew and chew and then swallow. And pretty soon she'd start chewing, chewing, chewing again. So what she did was, I found out later in life, was that that cow was able to chew that food or that grass and then swallow it and then bring it up and chew and chew and chew some more on that, called chewing her cud. And this explained to me why this cow would do that. But that's what we need to do. It's very interesting when you think about that. We need to study this Bible and open the pages as often as we have the opportunity. It's interesting to note that the word ruminate in Hebrew carries this condensation of faithful chewing. We need to be like the old cow chewing on his cud and take God's word and chew and chew and chew on it. This is the way God wants us to treat his word. He wants to be something that stays with us continually throughout the day and throughout our life. I'm sure that most of you have been to a study with Brother Marvin in attendance. And you'll always see him with these little cards. And as the speaker talks, he's doing shorthand and writing these cards. And I've always assumed in my heart that Marvin takes them cards home and studies what he heard from that speaker at that meeting. That's what we need to do, is have a practice similar to that, where we might take a card, and I know Brother Kelly does this, you've all seen him use them up here, but to write a verse on there and understand, try to study and understand what that verse truly means and what you can get out of it to make you a better Christian. We need to encourage ourselves to meditate continually on the scriptures, and we need to see what God is telling us that verse or verses mean. A verse that we might chew on, a good verse is the book of the law, as we read in Joshua 1 and 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but you shall out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Many of us here this morning have grown tired of empty promises. We're around people all the time that make promises to us and then break them. We live in that age that is characterized by broken promises. Everywhere we look, it seems like somebody's breaking a promise to somebody else. And the more you do that, the less you think about how that influences your life. But when we think about God's promises, it's different. Proverbs 30 and 5 tells us, every word of God proves true. We can trust God's promises because God is trustworthy. You think about that, how in the world we can't trust people because we don't know for sure if they're going to stick by that or not. But God, if He tells us something, it's true. I'd like to read Isaiah 55 and verses 8 through 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Again, God's words are true. God's words are trustworthy. God assures us here that His word will accomplish the purpose that He sent them forth to do. God's word has power to do everything. And everything He says it will do, it will do. It's up to us to receive God's Word and meditate and study it and try to understand it more and more each day. God has given us His Word and His promises. And as we said, His Word is true. His Word is trustworthy. So as we read it, we know that it is true. In closing, I'd like to read Proverbs 18 and 30, which says, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. So we offer you that opportunity this morning. If you have read God's word and realize that He wants you to be baptized to get started on your walk in life, Christian life, we are offering you that invitation at this time, or if you have started that walk of life and erred from the way and need help, anything we can help you with this morning, we ask you to come forth as we stand and sing our closing song.